this week's Video Ask Vic question comes from Brandon from Stevensville, Michigan. Vic, I know you're a fan of gamesmanship, but when does gamesmanship stop and cheating begins? It's not that I'm a fan of gamesmanship. It's just that a little playfulness adds spice to the confrontation, and I like that. But you're right. Where do you draw the line? Well, I can remember a certain town in southern Ohio where the hotel keys never seemed to be ready when the visiting team arrived at its hotel. And the visiting team was always told it was late for pregame introductions and wouldn't be introduced. Gamesmanship or cheating? Gamesmanship. Oh, and the scoreboard always seemed to go dark, too, when the visitors had the ball in the fourth quarter with the game on the line. Gamesmanship? That one's too close to call. I covered a game in 1973 that was called the Dirty Tricks Game. One ball came from the sideline with dirty words written on it. Another was nearly flat. Another was coated with Vaseline. I'd call it cheating, but dirty tricks were tame compared to what those two teams did to each other. Pete Rozelle called it pure violence. How about opening the gate to let the wind in when the visitors had the ball in Old Giant Stadium? Cheating. And how about the heating coils malfunctioning and the field freezing solid for the ice bowl? Jethro Pugh, run it and let's get the hell out of here, huh? Hey, that was an honest mistake. For Packers.com, I'm Vic Ketchman.